AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. A Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin turns tragic as an SUV plows through the barricades into the parade goers. Bystander Jesus Ochoa recorded that sound. At least five people are dead, more than 40 others injured. AP's Julie Walker reports a person is in custody.
A person of interest was in custody, Waukesha Police Chief Dan Thompson said, but he gave no details about the person or any possible motive.
Closing arguments underway in the trial of three white men in Brunswick, Georgia, accused in the shooting death of Ahmaud Arbery, a black man. Prosecutor Linda Dunikowski, in this from Court TV, tells the jurors Travis McMichael, his father Greg McMichael, and a neighbor, William Roddy Bryan, chased Arbery through their neighborhood.
They committed four felonies against him, and those are the four felonies in the indictment. Then they shot and killed him, not because he was a threat to them, but because he wouldn't stop and talk to them.
Defense attorneys say the men suspected Arbery had burglarized a house under construction and intended to hold him until police arrived. President Biden says he's nominating Jerome Powell for a second four-year term as chair of the Federal Reserve Board. Mike Hempen has more.
In a statement, the president endorses Powell's stewardship of the economy through a brutal pandemic recession in which the Fed's ultra-low rate policies helped bolster confidence and revitalize the job market. Biden also says he'll nominate Lael Brainard, the only Democrat on the Fed's Board of Governors, as vice chair, the number two position. Two other slots on the Fed's board remain vacant, as does the position of vice chair for supervision, a bank regulatory post. Biden says those positions will be filled early next month.
The Dow is up some 270 points in morning trading. This is AP News. Airports, train and bus stations, and especially the highways are going to be crowded over the Thanksgiving weekend. Andrew Gross is with AAA.
We're projecting that more than 53 million people are going to travel for Thanksgiving. And AAA considers a trip if you go more than 50 miles away from home. But we also know that about 90% of those folks who are planning to travel are going to go by car.
The TSA says air travelers need to arrive early at the airport and be prepared for long lines. Target will close all stores on Thanksgiving Day, partly because of a public criticism of having workers on the job on the holiday and because of growing online sales that far exceed the in-house sales for that day. Last year, Adobe Digital Economy Index reports Thanksgiving Day trailed only Cyber Monday and Black Friday in online sales. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.